the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Dr. Alicia Mathis, head of the biology department at Missouri State University, studies swimming and scampering species, specifically the behaviors of tiny amphibians and fish. They're abundant in Missouri, and she thinks they're fabulous. I'm Nikki Donaldson. Mathis is my guest today on the Missouri State Journal.
We study a lot of different questions. And the questions are generally, although not always, related to communication and how animals get information. And when we think of little animals like salamanders, which are amphibians, and small fish, we don't really think of them being very sophisticated as far as communication is concerned. But in fact, our studies have shown that they're quite sophisticated.
Chemicals are a primary mode of communication for these small animals, noted Mathis.
They gather it through a variety of ways, including smell. And if you've ever wondered if fish can smell, yes, they can smell. Salamanders, at least some species, will gain information by actually tapping their nose against the ground. And they're actually picking up chemicals from the ground. And if their prey have left chemicals, or their predators have left chemicals, or their potential mates or territorial competitors have left chemicals on the ground, they're able to detect that and then respond accordingly. For example, if they discover that a predator has been in the area recently, they can smell the trail, let's say that a snake has left, then they might hide or they might flee the area, depending on what's appropriate.
In the field of behavioral ecology, or the study of how animals' behavior evolves due to an ecological change, she delves deeply into aggression and territorial behavior, predation responses, and pheromones. She brings an interesting study to the surface.
One of the groups of animals that we study that may be particularly complex in terms of their communication abilities are pond-breeding salamanders, sometimes called mole salamanders, because the adults live in burrows in the ground. But when the breeding season comes along, they migrate to ponds. And just like a lot of frog species, they'll lay their eggs in the pond. The eggs will hatch into aquatic larvae that swim around for weeks to usually months. And then they'll metamorphose into terrestrial juveniles and go into the forest and live in burrows until the cycle continues. So they've got a lot of challenges in that they have two very different kinds of environments that they have to be able to function in. Most of our studies have been on the aquatic period of their life, including both the egg stage and the larval stage. I think it's particularly interesting as far as chemical communication is concerned, because in effect, these animals and fishes as well are really just bathed in the chemicals that make up their environment. Any predator that's around, it's going to leave its scent in the water. Any prey that's around is going to leave its scent in the water. And so the animals are just experiencing that information on a constant, ongoing basis.
This social learning, she said, can happen even while still in the embryo stage.
One thing that may surprise you is that some information gathering through chemical cues actually happens for embryos before they hatch. So not only are the free-swimming larvae able to detect what's in their environment, but the embryos and the eggs, at least past some minimal stage of development, are able to detect what's in their environment, and it can affect their behavior after they hatch.
That was Dr. Alicia Mathis, head of the biology department at Missouri State University. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.